This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Is couples counseling a twilight zone of its own self-enclosed universe? Is the question that The One I Love seeks to answer. Really, there's the school of thought about the universe that no matter what one does, one is going to end up in a certain way, sort of a fatalistic approach. And then there's a free will attitude, and that would be the one that attempts to right the issues in a personal relationship through therapy. And as the stigma to mental health and as the realization that the battle of the genders, henceforth referred to as rom-coms, romantic comedies, decreasingly becoming about a man and a woman, but still a genre mainstay. As that genre continues to evolve, what we see are people deconstructing it further and further, especially in 2014. So here we have an incredible writer, Charlie McDowell, who's directing his first film. And he takes a couple of very talented actors in Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men and Mark Duplass from The League, essentially comedic television actors, and has them play two parts each. And basically they go to a couple's retreat to try to rekindle their relationship. And that takes us into the zone of strangeness. They find the doppelgangers of themselves, and then they start to fall in love with themselves, but not the themselves they came with, but the alternative version of the other. And what's interesting about the movie is the premise itself is interesting, but also you start to feel there's a lot of metaphor to be had and a lot of simile as well. But really what the movie shows in really keen moments is the small moments in of which it can feel as if the person that you're dating is an alien that is almost like the person you started dating, but just slightly worse. And in other times they seem too nice, in which case they seem like an alien because why are they being nice to you now? So these are the situations that are played out in the movie. It's not exactly it's comedic, but it's not funny. It's a date movie, as if The Twilight Zone were a date. And really, it goes to show that there is still some work to be mined out of romantic comedies. And this is a good try.